Welcome to the OneCoolTip.com show for August 30th, 2015, Season 1, Episode 6. I'm Roger Mansfield, the host of the OneCoolTip.com show. If this is your first time here, welcome and thank you for joining us. And if you are a returning listener, welcome back. Our show this week will cover cool tech news and highlight the cool tech tips that were posted out on www.onecooltip.com. Today we're going to cover some very cool tech tips, including using Google to search for specific file types, total an Excel column fast with this shortcut, you don't have to tell the world on Facebook, top secret YouTube keyboard shortcuts, minimize desktop windows with Shake, Twitter removes the 140-character limit from direct messages, and a throwback tip regarding NASA ringtones and sounds. We hope that you enjoy the show. This week we have a great One Cool Tip announcement. The One Cool Tip show is now playing on Player FM. Player FM is a website and Android app that lets users discover and listen to podcasts. You'll find highly rated podcasts from Fox News, NPR, Voice of America, and others. And now you can listen to the One Cool Tip Show on Player FM. The web address is www.player.fm. For a link to Player FM and the other sites that play the One Cool Tip Show, go to our website and look for the One Cool Tip Show link in the right-hand column menu. Next up, cool tech news. This week, the really big news in the tech world is Apple's announcement of a special event on September 9th, 2015, and it's at a new venue, San Francisco's Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. Now, that's a huge 7,000-person capacity venue, and I'm sure, like other Apple events, it's going to be overflowing and get a lot of news that day. The big assumption is that Apple will announce a new and improved series of iPhones, possibly the iPhone 6S and the iPhone 6S Plus, as well as new iPads. There's hints that these new devices will use something called Force Touch, which is a force-sensitive touch for the screens. The harder you press, you get different options. Lighter press lets you have, again, different options. The newest operating system, iOS 9, is also assumed to be a focus of the event. Oh, and if you have Siri on your iPhone or your Mac, be sure to ask Siri, give us a hint. You'll get a response, and maybe it's one of the snarky ones, about the upcoming Apple event. So again, ask Siri to give us a hint. Other interesting tech news this week was news from Instagram that the square picture format is no longer the only one available. Prior to this, only a square format. So if you had a bigger picture, you had to sort of enlarge it or shrink it a little bit and move it around to get that square format. Well, they've done away with that. There are new updated apps out this week, and so portrait and landscapes are now usable. This is a big change, and it will make Instagram even more widely used as sort of the premier photo sharing site. Right now it's on the web. You can look at pictures, Instagrams online, and so look for some really great pictures now that, again, the portrait and the landscape formats are used, and the little square formats are no longer the only thing that can be used in Instagram. And one final bit of tech news this week, Facebook announced that it reached the milestone of 1 billion, that's 1 billion, monthly active members. And let's put that in perspective. 11 years ago, no one was on Facebook. 5 years ago, in 2010, monthly usage was 500 million members. And now it's 1 billion. That's 1 in 7 people on Earth use Facebook every month. That is just absolutely amazing. I don't think anybody ever saw that coming. So that's a really big milestone, 1 billion for Facebook. And that's the top tech news for the week. Now we're going to look at some of the highlights of onecooltip.com. We had a number of great cool tech tips this week, several of them from recent tech support encounters. So they are real life examples. And those are the ones that when we talk to folks and they're having an issue or they're trying to do something, when we see that, we put it here out on the site, and then we talk about it in the show because it's things that we're really encountering. And so let's go through them. First up, using Google to search for specific file types. Google is full of amazing features. It is the go-to search engine on the web. One of the best features is the ability to search for specific documents based upon file types. Perhaps you are looking for a PowerPoint file, that's a PPT or a PPTX format, or an Adobe Acrobat file, and that's usually known as a PDF. With Google, you can search for these file types specifically, plus a whole lot more. To do so, just type file type colon, the three or four letter extension of the file type, plus your search terms. And so file type F-I-L-E-T-Y-P-E colon, and for example, PPT for PowerPoint, and your search terms, perhaps White House. And so the search results will come back for those PowerPoints that have the word White House in them. Now, if you want to see how this is done or get an example, a whole lot more information is available out at the Cool Tip, out at onecooltip.com. And in addition, there are probably another dozen file types that are searchable. And so if you go in there, you'll see that whole list so that when you are looking for a PowerPoint or a Word document or an Excel file or a PDF, that you'll know how to do that on Google. And it's that's a very cool thing to be able to do. Next up, total an Excel column fast with this keyboard shortcut. When you are working in Excel, who has time to get your hands off the keyboard and over to the mouse to select a column? You know, you really don't have to do that. If you need to total a column up, there is a quick and easy shortcut that will let you do it mouse-free. To quickly sum a column, go to the first empty column at the bottom and then press and hold the Alt key and then the equal keys. The formula, which normally would be equal sum, will be entered with the paren and then the column range already selected. Press the Enter key and that will confirm it, and you will get a summation, a totaling, of that column range automatically. Now you can copy that and move it to perhaps columns or drag it across if you need to into other columns in order to total up those as well. But this is a quick and easy way to total a column in Excel. Your hands can stay on the keyboard, and it's the Alt and then the equal keys. Check out the full tip at onecooltip.com to see an example of how this is done. Next up, we've talked about Facebook already this morning, so let's talk about it again. You don't have to tell the world on Facebook. Did you just break up? Did your relationship status change? Are you finalizing a divorce? You don't have to tell all your friends on Facebook that this has happened. Now, normally when you make a change in your relationship, it puts a note out on your timeline that all your friends can see. But you can make a change on Facebook, but do it in a way that Facebook doesn't automatically send out that status update. And here's how you do it. You go to your profile, and then you click on About, and then Family and Relationships, and that's over on the left-hand side. Under Relationship, you'll see the current setting, and that's probably Friends or maybe even Public. Drop down and change that setting to Only Me. Now go ahead and make your relationship status change. That's because only you will see the status change. And then sometime in the future, come on back to Relationship setting and change that setting from Only Me back to Friends. And now no one will be wiser. Now, they'll of course be able to see your status relationship if you're single, but they'll have to look for that on your profile, so they'll have to stalk you a little bit and see that. And what this just avoids altogether is just alerting folks that there is, at any given day, that there had been a change. So you can make the change, make sure that it only happens, that you see it, and then later on come back and change that status. And others will be able to see it, but they didn't get that notice on the day that you made the change. Another great cool tech tip is learning about the top secret YouTube keyboard shortcuts. You know, YouTube is a phenomenal site to watch a variety of videos. Millions upon millions of videos are available. But there are some hidden keyboard commands that making watching YouTube videos much easier. These shortcuts can be used when not in the full screen mode. The M, which is for muting, and the space bar to pause and play can be used anytime. So let's go through the top secret YouTube keyboard shortcuts. The space bar will let you play and pause. And so that's really helpful if you want to go back and look at the screen, or you just need to stop for a second. So just space bar will let you toggle, play, and pause. Now here's some other specific keys. The J, the letter J on the keyboard, will let you jump back 10 seconds. The letter K will act just like that space bar to play or pause. And the letter L will jump forward 10 seconds. And if you look at your keyboard, you'll see that the letters J, K, and L are right next to each other. So you can use your three fingers, and while you're watching videos, the J will let you jump back, the K will pause, and the L will jump forward. So it's really easy to put your fingers on the keyboard, and as you're watching the videos, forward, 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 or jump back, or pause, or play, your fingers are right on the keyboard, and that makes that really easy to do. The letter M will mute your audio. The left and right arrow keys will rewind and fast forward. The home key will let you go to the beginning of the video, and the end key will let you go to the end. Now, the number keys that are on the keyboard, and those are the ones that are on the top row above the letters, not the numbers that might be on a bigger keyboard where you use it for accounting or a calculator function, but the numbers that are at the top of the keyboard right above the letters, those numbers all do something too. The number 0 will jump you to the beginning of the video, and then the other numbers, 1 through 9, will take you to a percentage of the video. So for example, the number 1 key will take you to 10% of the video. So if it's a 60 second video, it will take you to the 6 second mark. The number 2 will take you to 20% of the video, 3 to 30, 4 to 40, 5 to 50, 6 to 60, 7 to 70, 8 to 80, and 9 to 90. So try these out the next time you're watching a YouTube video. And here's a hint, you might need to actually click into the video at least once to ensure that the shortcuts can affect the video playback. And out on onecooltip.com, we also have some cool shortcuts that you can use when watching Netflix. So just go out and look for the Netflix cool tip topic over in the right-hand column, and look, search for Netflix. And you'll be able to find those cool shortcuts too. And when you're watching, sitting at your PC and watching these, knowing a few of the keyboard shortcuts can be really, really useful. Next up, minimize desktop windows with Shake. Do you have a clutter of windows open on your desktop in Windows 10 or Windows 8 or Windows 7? It's a pain to minimize all the windows except the one you want. But you can use this cool tip to minimize all the windows by using what's called the Shake. And here's how you do it. Grab and hold the top of the window you want to keep open, and then shake back and forth real quickly. That's just moving the window to the left and to the right several times very quickly. All the other windows will minimize except for the one that you are shaking back and forth. And so that's a quick way when you're at the desktop and you got all these windows open, put them all away except for the one that you want. And now if you go out to One Cool Tip, we have screenshots, a little bit more details, and even a quick video to show you how to do this. It's a very cool tip. Next up, Twitter removes the 140 character limit from direct messages. You can't write it all in just 140 characters? Well, you can rejoice. Your cries have been heard. Twitter has removed the 140 character limit on direct messages. Now, the limit remains for tweets. That's still limited to 140 characters, but Twitter has removed the limit on direct messages. And maybe you don't even know that Twitter has the ability for users to send user-to-user messages, and now you can just write on and on and on and on. And so that direct message feature is available from Twitter.com as well as on the Android and the iOS apps. And you can start a private message to anyone who follows you. So check that out. If you go out to the website, we'll show you how that's done a little bit more. We have screenshot and a little bit more details about that news this week. And then our throwback tip of the week comes back actually from a couple years, and but it's regained some popularity in the last month or so, and that is the NASA ringtones launched. And what could be more geekier than NASA ringtones?
I'm going to step off the land now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Check out the new collection of NASA sounds from historic space flights and current missions. You can hear the roar of a space shuttle launch or Neil Armstrong's One Small Step for a Man, One Giant Leap for Mankind every time you get a phone call. Or you could hear the memorable words, Houston, we had a problem, every time you make an error on your computer. It's easy to download these sound files and ringtones from the site. Visit One Cool Tip for more information. And of course, you can search for NASA or look for the cool tech tip topic NASA over in the right-hand column and find out how you can go ahead and download these very cool sounds and ringtones from NASA. And that's it for this week's One Cool Tip show. Thank you for joining us. A big thank you for our podcast theme from podcastthemes.com. And of course, Dubious Legal Services from Dewey Cheatham. Check out the very cool tips at www.onecooltip.com. One Cool Tip is also available on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and Pinterest. The One Cool Tip Show can be found on demand on iTunes, Podomatic, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, and now Player FM, as well as on the onecooltip.com website. This is Roger Mansfield. Have a very cool week, and remember, keep your eyes on the screen.